This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Angola today exchanged several agreements in various fields, including agriculture, traditional medicine and culture. The agreements were exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary, Economic Relations, Damu Ravi, informed that defence is another area of cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, after meeting President João Lourenço of Angola, reaffirmed that terrorism is a serious threat to humanity and expressed gratitude for Angola's condolences following the Pahalgam terror attack. In his joint press statement, PM Modi emphasized India's commitment to taking firm and decisive action against terrorists and their supporters, thanking Angola for its support in combating cross-border terrorism. He said India and Angola are in agreement with terrorism, that terrorism is the greatest threat to humanity. The Prime Minister announced that a defence credit line of $200 million has been approved for the modernization of Angola's forces.
Bharat Angola ke tel aur gas ke sabse bade kharidaron mein se ek hai. Humne apni energy sajedari ko vyapak banane ka nirnay liya hai. मुझे यह घोषणा करते हुए खुशी है कि अंगोला की सेनाओं के आधुनिकीकरण के लिए 200 मिलियन डॉलर की डिफेंस क्रेडिट लाइन को स्वीकृति दी गई है रक्षा प्लेटफॉर्म्स के रिपेयर और ओवरहॉल और सप्लाई पर भी बात हुई है
स्पीकिंग टू द मीडिया प्रेसिडेंट लोरेंसो एक्सप्रेस्ड हिज डेलीगेशंस डीप अप्रिसिएशन फॉर द वार्म एंड हॉस्पिटेबल रिसेप्शन दे रिसीव्ड फ्रॉम द पीपल ऑफ इंडिया President Draupadi Murmu will hold discussions with her Angolan counterpart later today and will also host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. India has banned direct or indirect imports from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. India has also suspended the exchange of all categories of inbound mail and parcels from Pakistan in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. In a statement issued today, the Ministry of Communication said the government has decided to suspend the exchange of inbound mail and parcels through both air and surface routes. At Waves 2025, a panel discussion on piracy, safeguarding content through technology, brought together global leaders in media, law and cybersecurity to address one of the most pressing challenges facing the digital content economy. Moderated by Neil Gain, Vice President and Head of Asia Pacific at IP House, the conversation reflected the growing consensus that piracy is no longer a fringe concern but a mainstream threat, demanding coordinated multidimensional responses. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted that mediation is an essential part of the delivery of justice. The President made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the National Conference on the theme Exploring the Efficacy and Reach of Mediation in New Delhi. She underscored that mediation can speed up the delivery of justice, not only in the specific case under consideration, but also in other cases by reducing the burden of the large number of litigations. She emphasized that mediation is a key instrument to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Polling stations across Singapore opened today for the country's general election. A total of 211 candidates, including two independents, are contesting 97 elected parliamentary seats. Of these 97 seats, five in a multi-member constituency have already been secured by the ruling People's Action Party, as no opposition candidates were fielded there. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.